Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Supreme Industries Limited Q2 FY17 earnings conference call hosted by Axis Capital Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kashyap Pujara from Axis Capital Limited. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Pujara.
Thank you, and good evening, everyone, and thank you so much for standing by. It's a great pleasure to have with us the management of Supreme Industries on the Q2 FY17 earnings call. From the management side, we have Mr. M.P. Taparia, who is the Managing Director, and Mr. P.C. Somani, who is the CFO. Without taking too much time, I hand over the floor to Taparia. Over to you, sir.
Thank you very much, Mr. Pujara. Thank you very much, Mr. Pujara. I am M.P. Taparia, Managing Director of Supreme Industries Limited. I welcome all the participants who are participating in the discussion of the unaudited standalone and consolidated financial results for the second quarter and half-year ended 30th September 2016. The standalone results and the consolidated results are already with you. I'll give brief on company product operating performance and other highlights. The company sold 66,808 tons of plastic goods and achieved net product turnover of 864.4 crore rupees during the second quarter of the current year, against sale of 57,226 metric tons of plastic goods and achieved net product turnover of 755.21 crore rupees in the corresponding quarter of the previous year, achieving volume and product value growth of about 17% and 14% respectively. The company sold 163,853 tons of plastic goods and achieved net product turnover of 2,036.55 crore rupees during first half year of the current year, against sale of 151,270 tons and net product turnover of 1,959.26 crore rupees in the corresponding half year of previous year, achieving volume and product value growth of about 8% and 4% respectively. Total consolidated income and operating profit for the second quarter of the current year amounted to 884.44 crore rupees and 141.92 crore rupees as compared to 770.83 crore rupees and 81.68 crore rupees for the corresponding quarter of the previous year, recording increase of about 15% and 74% respectively. Total consolidated income and operating profit for the half year of the current year amounted to 2,074.37 crore and 479.24 crore respectively. The consolidated profit before tax and profit after tax for the second quarter of the current year amounted to 97.45 crore and 66.22 crore as compared to 37.64 crore and 20.74 crore for the corresponding quarter of the previous year, recording increase of 159% and 219% respectively. The consolidated profit before tax and profit after tax for the half year of the current year amounted to 266.08 crore and 181.43 crore respectively. The business scenario of all the product segment of the company for the half year ended 30th September 2016 as compared to corresponding period in the previous year has been as under. Plastic piping system business grew by 11% in volume and 6% in value terms. Packaging product segment business decreased by 4% in volume and 2% in value terms. Industrial product segment business grew by 5% in volume and 2% in value terms. Consumer product segment business grew by 14% in volume and 8% in value terms. The share of overall sale in the value-added product has been 34.74% in total sale in the half year was against 33.80% in the corresponding period of the previous year. The company continued to remain focused to increase the share of value-added product of its turnover. Total borrowing of the company stands at ₹455.93 crore as on 30th September 2016, as against ₹410.76 crore as on 31st March 2016. Average net borrowing level during the half year of current year remained at ₹379.15 crore against ₹384.27 crore in the corresponding period in the of the previous year. Average cost of borrowing as on 1st October 2016 came down to 7.28% as against 8.78% as on 31st March 2016. The polymer prices remained stable in a range-bound manner. The effect of better monsoon and government spending in various key sectors coupled with upswing in overall economic scenario in the country and the 7th pay commission increase wages are expected to result in better business opportunities and growth. The volume growth of polymer consumption in the country during after September period was around 10%. The spending on infrastructure by various state government to augment drinking water supply and installing sewerage and drainage system is being visible and augurs well for the company's business. During the current year, the company envisages volume growth between 12% to 15% over the corresponding period of previous year. The company envisages capex about ₹250 crore during the year, and the same is progressing smoothly. Company is scouting for a suitable location in South India and expect to crystallize the same during mostly this quarter. Company repaid certain high cost debt, enabling the company to bring down its average cost of borrowing lower during the remaining part of the year. Company is confident to reduce its average monthly borrowing by ₹100 crore for the year, even after meeting its capex and increased working capital requirement. This is a brief and overall summary for the quarter under reference. Thank you for your patience. Now, I and my colleague, Mr. P.C. Somani, CFO, are available to reply to the various queries raised by all of you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. Participants are requested to use only handsets while asking a question. We will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have the first question from the line of Natasha Agarwal from Crystal Research. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Sir, I wanted to know the segment-wise realization growth. So can you please give us that?
Sorry?
Sir, the segment-wise realization growth year on year.
You want for quarter or for half year? So we have given the press release.
So no, I want the realization growth, not the volume growth for quarter.
Yeah, I'm talking about realization, revenue growth. You want to say?
No, sir, not revenue, just realization. What has been the realization? I do not want the value-wise growth. You've given us the volume growth. I also wanted to get an insight as to what is the realization growth.
We have given the volume and the values. The realization, you can always work it out simply.
What realization?
This is turnover. Yeah, but if you are asking for the revenues or what is the total turnover of respiratory segment, that have been provided and we can provide for the quarter or half year, whatever you want.
So, yeah, for the quarter, if you can tell me, sir.
Yeah. For the quarter, for the second quarter, the plastic piping system,
okay,
the revenue are 483 crore. Vis-a-vis 401 crore last year.
Okay.
Packaging products, 164 crore as compared to 158 crore last year.
Okay.
Industrial products, 150 crore as compared to 140 crore last year. In consumer products, 71 crore as compared to 58 crore last year.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Chirag Sethwas from HDFC. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon.
So if you could help me with the volume for silpaulin, CPVC and the subsidy element.
Okay. Please. Someone please.
Yes. CPVC volume for the second quarter for the current year is 2,772 metric ton, which was last year it was 2,712 metric ton. And the revenue of CPVC this quarter was 77.14 crore as compared to 74.24 crore last year. And for gross laminated film, this quarter the volume was 1,847 metric ton and revenue was 47 crore as compared to 1,951 metric ton last year and 50 crore revenue last year.
And so the subsidy element?
Subsidy element for this quarter, it is 1.65 crore and for the half year it is 3.94 crore.
Right. And sir, last you provided the OPM on a six-month basis. Would it be possible to give it for the quarter as well?
Yeah, why not? For the quarter, for plastic piping division, it is 16.5%. For packaging product, it is 16.4%. For industrial product, it is 12.9%. And for consumer products, the 16.5.
Great, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Srinath P. from Bellwether Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, could you please share the CPVC volumes for first half? And I just got the second half, second quarter numbers. Could you also kind of highlight what went amiss in this quarter? Because our growth seems pretty slow in the CPVC side.
On CPVC?
Yeah.
CPVC, the overall, there's a degrowth in the country.
Okay, okay.
Between April to August, the CPVC market has degrown by 3%.
Okay.
But CPVC demand is mostly only in housing segment. And another trend now happening, that so many companies have come up in CPVC business, and they are importing Chinese material. Chinese material is not as per the standard, and we believe by testing that they are not using 100% CPVC. They are mixing some PVC also in the material. Because when you test the pipe, it fails in density test and it fails in VST test. That is, you test the temperature what it stands. And doesn't stand that the specification is it must stand 110 degree. It comes to 107, 108 degree. I'm talking technical. And density CPC should not be less than 1.50. That just comes to 1.48. So that is one reason now which confused the Indian market. We believe this trend may continue for some time. And then on the people who are making quality and who have brand power, they only will go on growing. Even then, we are happy that we had a growth this quarter. And we believe for the full year also, we will have a growth.
Sir, I just wanted to find out in our volumes, how much of it we sell directly to projects anyway through the distribution and how much of it is going to the retail market, which is basically a replacement in the old house.
Difficult to say the exact percentage, but our company participates, sell goods mostly to retail network.
Okay, so we're not selling to the developer builder.
Lower actually.
So we don't participate much in the new construction activity.
Normally, any event, generally it is, the participation happens through distributor only. But we know that our distributors sell mostly through retail network. There are only some distributors who participate in project sale. So project sale, the payments are also taking longer time, and the prices also are very competitive.
Okay. So could you just share the first half numbers for CPVC volume?
Okay, 1 minute. I'm smiling to you. Please.
Yeah.
For this year, the first half CPVC volume is 5,731 metric ton and the revenue is 161 crore. As compared to last year first half, it is 6,874 metric ton and 184 crore revenue.
One last question on this subject, sir. Has the raw material prices corrected in this space in the last 6 months?
CPC prices have come down.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Nehal Shah from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Our volume growth for the first half has come in at 8% and we are still sticking to our guidance of 12 to 15%, which means that we are confident enough to get at least around 16 to 20% volume growth for the remaining second half. So where do we get this confidence from?
This first half working while still distorted because compared to previous year, where the sales were taken over when the year ending was different.
Right.
But if you see the second quarter, we have grown by 17%.
Sure.
So we are talking a number which is very much going to be achieved.
Okay.
We are very confident. We are quite confident, Mr. Shah.
Sure, sir. And, we've seen some pickup in the industrial segment after a long time. So what's your take on the industrial product segment?
The product segment in industrial component business element is going slow only overall.
Okay.
Material handling business definitely is showing improvement. But it is a country two segment, industrial component and material handling.
Right.
Material handling business is growing. Material handling business is separately has grown in the second quarter from 40.18 crore to 44.85 crore, showing 12% growth. And going forward also, we are clear that material handling business will grow because we have introduced several varieties of pallet and crate and bins and this dustbin and all are in better demand.
Okay. Right.
Next. Yeah, please. Next question.
Yeah. And sir, what is your take on the new products which you have launched? Any improvement on the ground with respect to all the new products within the piping division?
This is Skyride pipe system. Our tanks, that is water tank and septic tank, our double wall corrugated polythene pipe, our high density polythene pipe, our varieties of fittings, including varieties of valve we introduced recently. A butterfly valve, no return valve, very highly technical item and with a very high precision. All products are very well received and all are showing good growth. The only product among which we launched and which has not picked up up till now properly is bath fitting.
Right.
We had a setback in bath fitting. Now the quality problem is behind us, but to reestablish the respect to the quality taking longer time than what we thought. So still the bath fitting business is not attaining a critical mass. We are hardly selling around 1 to 1.25 crore, which is very insignificant. We remain very optimistic, but up till now that is the only segment in piping system which has not taken off properly.
Right, and what is the contribution of all these new products put together as a percentage of total piping products today?
Today I am not ready, so I cannot give you a number which is not correct.
Sure. Thanks a lot, sir. That's all from my side.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Maulik Patel from Equirus Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Sir, a couple of questions.
Sir, please, sir.
Yeah. Sir, our gross margin in this quarter was one of the highest we have seen in last many years. And if you look at our product mix where the high margin business, particularly the Shrifolin, has not grown. So this expansion in the gross margin is a function of the inventory gain, largely?
No, the gross margin has come principally by increasing the share of value-added product. And we could curtail our cost nicely. One of the costs which we have curtailed strongly is our power consumption cost. We are now doing power buying in open trade also. So our cost of power has gone down and we have introduced various efficient machine to reduce our power consumption per unit of production.
Okay.
With added value business growing, with a larger volume handling, with a quite good cost control, including in our buying of components also, all has improved the margin. Raw material prices are more or less remaining stable except some small increase in the price of PVC. But there are other polymer prices fallen also during the year. So it be a mix of inventory loss and inventory gain. Inventory loss, inventory gain made no contribution in this quarter.
Okay, sir. So, sir, then the EBITDA margin guidance which we earlier were giving in the range of around 14 to 14.5%, that stands same or is it going to get increased for the full year, sir?
Looks like it should be better actually, because in the first half we have done more than 16%.
Correct.
And second quarter we have run 15.12%.
Hmm.
And going forward, we do not see any reason for operating margin to come down from the level what we attained in second quarter. So
hmm.
I believe that definitely we should be able to do better than 15%. So earlier we told 14 to 14.5%. But sir, the conditions of business is so volatile nowadays, it is very risky to give you any forecast differently. But we believe that the operating margin may be better than what we forecasted earlier.
Got it, sir. So there is a chance to have a margin higher than what we have, what we were guiding earlier, right? And we are track on that.
We guided earlier 14 to 14.5%. In second quarter, we earned 15.12%. We do not see any reason that there is any erosion in margin going forward. So we believe that definitely our operating margin will be better than what we given guidance earlier.
Okay, I got it, sir.
Thank you.
The second question is coming on the CPVC side earlier. As you said that there was a decline in the CPVC consumption in the country, right?
In fact.
So your estimate is based on the CPVC imported on the country?
CPVC item today is only imported.
Yes, sir. But if I
said 2 months the production locally may start. We have got only one data to arrive at, that is import data, and April to August the import data is 3% lower.
Okay. But then sir, the Lubrizol started this plant at Dahej. Does that plant, the CPVC resin import is part of that?
No. That includes CPVC resin what they sold in a form of compound from their local production.
Okay. Have you seen any change in the market after the Astral terminate the Lubrizol agreement? Does the prices of the Astral has become, the last player has become more competitive in terms of pricing? Has been a price pressure there?
The agreement got effectively terminated only from 9th October.
Correct.
So, correctly, you cannot say today we may be able to give proper view on Astral, what would be a response to Astral, the Astral PRO pipe. Only in the month of January, hopefully. So, until now, it was all Lubrizol up to 7th or 8th of October.
Mm-hmm. So, the last question is on the shipholding side. Given the it's generally a post-monsoon demand come for the shipholding and the monsoon has been very good, do you think that our growth rate will be, in earlier you mentioned that for the full year,
The first 6 months there were a degrowth. Going forward for the full year, we are quite bullish about silk pollen. The demand will grow minimum by 12% in this year. Last year we sold 20,070 tons. This year we expect to sell around 22,500 tons. The demand for our silk pollen is growing nicely in several states for bone lining purpose. Now more and more state governments are encouraging farmers to do rainwater harvesting. They are giving them support through NREGA and they are also giving them soft loan. And our product is a preferred product in several states for lining the pit what they are dug for rainwater harvesting. So going forward, we are confident that our silk pollen business will grow.
Okay. Sir, again, please, if you allow me to have a last question. So growth in the pipe business was very strong, approximately 20%. And that generally this is the quarter which is seasonally a weak quarter for entire industry. Do you see that the good monsoon will also lead to significant growth in irrigation side of the piping business?
This 20% is relevant to what happened in the last year. Last year, July, September is a very weak quarter, unusually. Going forward, the remaining 6 months, we remain quite bullish on our piping demand, which is not going to be big way from agriculture. The demand will now come from infrastructure also. As you stated in our opening remark, we are seeing the demand coming from states and municipal corporations for drinking water supply and for sewage and drainage system. We believe the demand will continue to remain robust going forward for plastic pipe system.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir. And wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Anshuman Atri from Haitong Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. My question is regarding various irrigation plans of the government. There have been talks of having canals of a network of plastic piping canals and other thing by Gujarat government as well as AP government. So what is the progress and what benefits can we expect for Supreme?
It will give us increased volume. We are participating in the government demand in Rajasthan, in UP, and in Gujarat. We are not able to participate in the demand growth in Telangana. In Telangana, the demand, the government condition is the supply can be procured only from the plant which is operating in Telangana. As we have no plant in Telangana, there will be large demand, but we are not able to participate. But all states, as I gave you some name of four states, we are also now discussing large business from the state of Bengal and also Maharashtra. As we told you earlier, we are seeing the state governments are now spending money on infrastructure development, principally for drinking water supply.
Okay. And the second question is regarding this packaging product. So what kind of growth can we expect? Because both packaging and industrial has been lagging behind plastic piping and consumer growth.
In packaging segment, there are three products. We are seeing good potential now happening in protective packaging division. We have got good demand growth prospect on our cross laminate film, that is self-polyene. In performance packaging film, we have a growth, but now the capacity fully sold out. There is no additional capacity available in this year. So this year, there cannot be any more growth than what is happening. We may sell around 10% more, but that is the final capacity available for performance packaging film. So overall, all the three segments are doing well, and we expect good growth in all the three segments combined.
Okay. Thank you for answering the questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Jitesh Shah from Investec. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, my first question is, any update on composites?
Composite cylinder. The government of India purchased some quantity, 4,500 pieces from us and from Time Tetraplast. The goods are lying with them. Earlier we were told that they may launch sometime in July, September. They did not launch. Up till now also we have got no news when they are going to launch because consumers have not seen the composite cylinder. Meanwhile, some private parties are now discussing with us and hopefully in next month, they are going to launch in a limited area composite cylinder but with their own gas. This is the position in India. We have got several inquiries going on with our company from foreign countries. As long as there is no major quantity order issued by us, so we have nothing else to add on it. Whatever we only can say, we have got approval from several countries and it looks like a long-drawn process from the approval to the final getting the order from that country. But things are going in a very positive manner.
Okay. Sir, I didn't understand on the domestic part. You said we are in interaction with some private parties. So, sir, how is that going to work incrementally?
I think that is going to succeed. But they are going to do marketing. But presently, OMC, they don't market. They fill the gas and supply. They are doing marketing, showing the advantage of buying gas in a composite cylinder. Advantages are obvious because hundreds of people die every year in the steel cylinder due to blasting of the cylinder. And there is always a possibility of thieving in the cylinder because they are opaque. We don't know correctly what is the quantum of gas filled in the cylinder. In composite cylinder, one can make out whether it is filled fully or less filling is there. So with these obvious advantages, only by paying something extra as a deposit, there is a definitely consumer will start preferring the composite cylinder vis-a-vis steel cylinder. And after all, our production capacity is very small, the only 450,000 ton of numbers or 400,000 pieces. And the country is now going to have some 220 million consumers who are buying LPG cylinder, LPG gas. So market is immense actually in our country. Only a product has to be seen by the consumer.
Okay, sir, please correct me if I'm wrong. So I understood as a Time Techno, actually they supplied around 4,500 cylinders. And currently, when we say around private party, so would it mean likes of Linde or BOC or likes of them who actually work in industrial gases? Is that the segment that you are targeting?
No, we are targeting only consumer segment as on today. We are targeting only LPG gas and for consumers.
Okay, okay, that helps. Sir, my second question is, earlier you indicated 10% volume growth from April to September. So is it the PVC piping segment or is it the polymer consumption growth?
Tell him, yeah, that I told you 10% the volume growth in the country. They're all the polymer together. And
sir,
all the polymer goes into several applications.
Correct.
The country's consumption, the number we have given you, the country has consumed 10.3% to be precise.
Okay.
April to September.
Correct.
And that is based on the sale made by the local company and the import made by user or the trader in the country. We don't offset the opening stock and closing stock.
Okay. Sir, this would be virgin polymer, right?
Yes, virgin polymer.
Okay, okay. Perfect. Sir, any commentary on new product launches that we are targeting over the next 6 months, 12 months?
New product launching, we have got now... I think this is CPVC piping system for industrial application.
Okay.
We will be now launching industrial segment CPVC pipe up to 10 inch diameter. We will be launching also fire sprinkler CPVC system. We will be launching hundreds of varieties of fittings, several products of the premium furniture, some blow molded furniture item, several items in bathroom fitting including chrome plated fitting, many products for consumer requirement from protective packaging division, varieties of product in material handling division. Company is going to launch every month several new products.
Okay. Sir, my last question, sir. Have we discussed...
Sir, this is the operator. I'm sorry, sorry to interrupt you. Sorry, Mr. Shah. Could I please request you to come back in the queue, sir?
No problem. Thank you, sir. I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Vipul Shah from Sumangal Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations for good set of numbers.
Thank you very much.
Sir, what is our PVC procurement policy? Means how many months of inventory we keep and...
We buy domestically what is available. Domestic, no other capacity available. So our proportion earlier used to be 50% domestic, 50% imported. Now for the whole year, the domestic percentage will go down. The PVC is... there is no increase in local production. More are being imported. And as we normally import from long distance countries to get a competitive price, we always maintain now larger inventory of PVC resin.
So would you repeat what will be domestic and how much will be import?
Domestic supply is restricted now, no increased production.
Okay, so...
supply maybe annually I may be buying 95,000 tons maximum. They don't have more quantity to give.
Okay.
We buy from three companies and they don't have any extra capacity planned for this year or next year also.
So generally we import.
All increase has to come from imports.
Okay, okay. Means last year how much quantity we consumed of PVC?
I don't know. But overall I can tell you about the country. Country may consume this year 3 million ton PVC. Mm-hmm. And out of which 1.3 million will be local and 1.7 million ton will be imported.
Okay.
So when the import is going to 56-57%, you may consider the same will be our proportion also, or maybe slightly more.
But prices are stable?
In any polymer price are never stable. But they are moving in a narrow range.
Narrow range. So volatility is not very...
Volatility not so severe.
Okay. And what is the capex we have incurred on cylinder project till date, sir?
The cylinder was under 5 crore.
Sorry?
There is no new investment required, only we are losing money every month.
No, total investment till date.
105 crore. And no new investment is required because the capacity is already lying idle only.
Okay, okay. Okay. Thank you, sir, and all the best for the future.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Kamlesh Kotak from Asian Markets. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Sir, just wanted to check, you gave a number of 250 crore of capex. Can you get some more color as to what products and what locations we are going to invest this?
The whole detail was given into our MPA. Among all the detail what we given, as on today, we could not invest money in two items where we committed to spend.
Okay.
One was to put a to buy a green site in South India.
Right.
And second was to expand capacity performance packaging film.
Right.
So first I talk about second item. The performance packaging film we intended to expand at Khopoli. We were negotiating land close by our present plant. For the present plant there is no capacity land available. But now this is not happening. So we are now deciding to put up either at Kharagpur performance packaging film or the new site which will open in South India.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the only investment. It is doubtful whether that investment can take place this year. On South India new site, we hope to zero, we have zeroed down on a plot, but as long as it is not concluded, we have nothing to say, but we hope that in next 2-3 months, we'll be finalizing the land site and then immediately we'll start investing money in the site. So all the investment, whatever we initial, all have gone smoothly and all our balance are going smoothly.
So, sir, this 250 crore includes this new plant at South?
Partly. New plant will take large money.
Yeah.
Small money out of the 250 will be invested this year, maybe 20-25 crore. Balance money mostly going to spend next year. Next year we will plan again, maybe bigger investment requirement.
Okay, okay. And, sir, can you touch upon Supreme Petro performance has been good, so how you see the outlook there?
Supreme Petrochem is a five vertical. All five verticals are showing a growth in volume, which is quite encouraging to us. The sixth vertical, that is SMMA, is going to be launched in the January-March quarter. We have got very encouraging response, whatever sample we have shown to the converter. So we believe that when all six verticals are working in a positive manner, and fortunately, the current year, the price volatility in styrene monomer price, main raw material price, is very narrow and which has protected our margin properly and which has not given sometimes a severe loss also. So as you have seen this first half, we had a profit of EBITDA of maybe more than 120 crore.
Right.
And we are quite optimistic things are happening properly and company has no debt. And for all the capex requirement what company requires, there's no need of any more money than what we generate through our depreciation.
So, sir, what is the utilization there and what can be the peak revenue at the current capacity we can have?
Present utilization level is quite low. We've got enough capacity available in all our verticals.
Okay. All right, sir. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Avi Mehta from IIFL. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. On the capex number that you said, 250 crores, you have done only less than 100 in this first half, if I am correct.
Sorry?
Sir, in the first half, it has been 87 crores only, right, sir?
No, but that included, 250 crores included the commitment made in the previous year, and
okay.
Which were not incurred. But now, as on today, including that amount, we have committed around 180 crore rupees already.
Okay. So, you are saying that...
Last year, we took 200 crore and finally, we ended with 234 crore.
Okay, so some of it might spill here and there.
Now still, we invest money every day because ours is the best production.
Okay.
We go on investing money every day also and some commitment we have made, but supply has not come. And as I told you, as I told some other colleague, that we did not, up till now, we could not invest money in performing packaging film due to non-available land close to our existing plant. And new site we have still not opened up where to put up the plant.
Okay, sir. Okay. And, sir, secondly, on this realization for each of the segments, if I look at the packaging segment and the consumer, if I look at the consumer segment and the industrial segment, there has been a sharp change in realization in this year. So, there has been almost 100% growth in industrial realization and in consumer, there has been almost a 60% decline in realization. Is there a reclassification or has there been a change in the business?
I think the product mix change only. Now we do not see anything major happening. No reclassification, and we do not see any major change in pricing power. Depend on the product mix change. In industrial segment, depend what product we are selling now, what product required by our user. So what is, suppose you require different raw material, then the cost, then the realization may become higher. If it is different raw material, cost may lower also. Realization is very difficult to say because we are having, to our mind today, more than 14,000 SKU.
Okay, sir. And sir, okay, sir. Sir, and last, just a clarification. Sir, if I look at operating margins for each of the segments, and, you know, given that there is a disruption that happened last year, change in year end, how should I look at margins if polymer prices are remaining flattish? Should I assume it to be comparable on second quarter's number, continuing for each of the segments, and probably increasing in the fourth quarter because of the year end? How, if you could just help me understand this on a segmental basis.
Very difficult to say precisely. Very difficult. But safely we can say, what your operating margin, we arrived at 15.12%, we should maintain. But we can give one major reason of change is that our, in our Silpaulin, we announced off-season scheme. And there, the margin come down dramatically in October to January sale. So, we always give them a very hefty off-season discount so that the dealers who are dealing in tarpaulin take large stock from us and fill in the godown. When the season starts, they can supply to the market. But overall, we are not finding comfortable to give any different guidance than what we achieved in the second quarter.
Okay. So I was actually looking at it not from a number point of view, but from a concept point of view.
Sorry?
From a concept point of view, sir, should I look at second quarter or any quarter's number? And let's not take second quarter. If I take at the third quarter or fourth quarter number and last year, and I should look at that margin sustaining going forward if polymer prices don't move up and down, meaning flattish, or it should not be looked at quarter on quarter basis, it should be looked last second quarter compared to this second quarter, and you know, YOY I should look at it. I just trying to understand that.
On an average basis, if you look at YOY, would be better because you see ultimately the volume makes a lot of difference.
Why
I'm talking on an average of the year. Because you see quarter to quarter,
yes,
the margin will vary because of the volumes being handled by the division.
And product mix.
And product mix also.
So okay.
Very, very difficult to precisely predict that way.
Okay.
But that's why we give on a company basis.
Okay. But sir, this year that YOY comparison will be skewed because of the third quarter year change, right, sir?
Correct, definitely.
Okay, sir. Okay. That is useful. That's all from my side. I'll come back in the queue. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Aman Vij from Astute Investment Management. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Sir, I had a couple of questions on the consumer product segment. So, could you help me with the current capacity as well as utilizations, and do we have any capex plan for the segment?
We had a large capex plan this year. We will be investing in maybe 15-16 new varieties of furniture mold. And they are quite expensive with our premium furniture. We replaced two inefficient molding machines with a better energy efficient molding machine. Our molding capacity as of today not fully utilized. So whatever business we are doing, we may be using capacity of not more than 8 month production of that division. But we are happy that we are seeing a good volume growth and a better operating margin. But going forward, we have changed the pattern mix. We are moving more and more to commodity, to premium furniture. As you have seen, our tonnage sale has gone up this quarter by 30%.
Yes, sir. Just to understand that, we are still the second largest player in this segment in the country, right?
Sorry?
We are the second biggest player in this segment in the country.
Yeah, second biggest, but there is a big difference. The first one is much higher than ours. But our product mix, is very different. And the highest seller person is doing too much trading also. They import lots of furniture. Our company hardly imports anything. We make ourselves and then market.
Okay, sir. And in terms of capacity, our capacity is 25,000 metric tons or 30,000 metric tons?
You can put it 28,000. Yeah, 28,000, and we expect that this year we may sell 20,000 tons.
Okay, sir. And one more question on this is, where do you see this industry growing as well as our company growing in this segment?
Which one?
The consumer product segment.
Consumer product segment, we are waiting for GST to come. The GST rate, we believe that our rate cannot be higher than, will not be more than 18%. Our currently in most of the state combined tax is 24 to 28%. We have no reason to increase the price. We want to increase the utilization of our capacity. That will definitely erode the business of unorganized sector, many of whom are not paying taxes. So we believe that our business of consumer segment will grow better when the GST comes with a proper GST rate. As it is not a sin goods, we don't believe that it can be rate can be higher than 18%.
Okay, sir. So what is the industry growth for these 6 months, if you have some numbers?
There are no numbers are taken, so can't say. Only I know the total turnover of the industry is around 3,500 crore last year.
Okay.
Quite a large number of the turnover is done by unorganized players. There are hundreds of players, because organized there are only 6 or 7.
So what is the share of organized to unorganized? Rough numbers, sir, if you have percentage.
I don't have immediately with me. We got number for presently, I don't have it with me.
Okay, sir. And last thing, you talked about premiumization.
Sorry?
You talked about premiumization.
I'm really sorry. If I may request you to come back.
No, especially not clear, sir.
Okay, I'll get back in the queue. Thank you.
We have the next question from the line of Ashish Kumar from Infinity Alternatives. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for a good set of numbers. My questions have already been answered.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Ajitesh Jaiswal from Anderson Bank. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Hi. My question is regarding your raw material consumption pattern. What is the mix of the raw materials that is usually consumed within the five segments?
Our highest consumption is PVC.
Highest is PVC.
PVC. The second is polyethylene. And third is polypropylene.
Okay. Approximate percentage of PVC in raw material consumption, sir?
I don't know. Any for me.
More than 50-60%.
Sorry?
Any range? More than 50%?
It should be more than 50%.
Okay, sir. Sir, my second and final question. Sir, for the commercial vehicle segment in your industrial segment, which are the models that you are catering to, sir?
We are catering the, we made the big many modes for the Tata World Truck Project.
Sorry, sir, Tata?
Tata World Truck Project. They made a very superior quality of truck.
Okay.
But up to now, I don't think the selling is very small number. There is a plan to make a very good quality truck. Truck is very good quality. But up to now, the numbers are not something to talk about.
Anything in the passenger vehicle segment that you cater to, sir?
We are not very enthusiastic in this, generally in automobile or industrial segment, we are not very great enthusiastic.
Okay, sir. So, thank you, sir.
I'll also need to promote more and more goods which are selling under our own brand.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Mr. Kashyap Pujara. Please go ahead.
Tapariji, just wanted to check about the status on Supreme Chambers. What any progress on that front, and how are we, you know, what is the what is your reading on the more sales on that project?
With progress, we have got around 64,000 square feet area which we want to sell. Some 6,000 feet area we are going to keep for Supreme showroom. 64,000 has been sold, and we are waiting still for a customer, which is a deal to fructify. Several inquiries come, customers come, visit, but up till now, no deal fructified.
Sure.
We are aware that there is a big demand for large office space, some 100,000 square feet, 200,000 square feet, or a very small place, 1,000, 2,000 feet. Our supply doesn't fit into either these two demand segment. But we are optimistic sometime a customer will come for our product. Our property is extremely good, well maintained, and there is no issue about it. We are waiting, it may happen anytime. But it is meant for sale.
Fair enough. And sir, lastly, I mean, from a capacity standpoint, going that, you know, industry looks like, you know, to be on a good growth path, and GST will definitely end up benefiting, and hopefully infra and all the smart city projects that are going to come in, you know, do you think that there is a need to, you know, maybe add more capacity ahead of time, or do you think that a calibrated gradual addition along with growth would be the right approach? What are your thoughts on that?
I think we have to add capacity ahead of time.
You have to add capacity ahead
of time. I can tell you very properly that in the month of April, May, this year we lost 5,000-6,000 ton business in plastic pipe.
Okay.
We had no product to offer that time.
Okay.
So we don't want to be caught unaware. So now we are getting ourselves equipped to have some capacity lying idle, but not to say no to a customer.
Absolutely.
We are building capacity ahead of time now. We remain quite optimistic and bullish.
Fair enough. I think that answers my question. And we have no further questions. So I would like to wish you and all the participants here Happy Diwali and a New Year in advance. And thanks so much for participating.
Happy New Year to all the participants. Thank you very much. All my co-owners also. Wish you all the very best. Thank you very much.
Kashyap, come on. Thank you, Kashyap. Wish you very Happy Diwali and New Year. Kashyap, thanks. Happy Diwali and prosperous New Year.
Thank you.
Thanks.
On behalf of Axis Capital Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.